Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, get out in that backyard and fire up a grill or smoker because it's going to be a nice day today. We're going to be north of 40 where I'm sitting. So that's real grilling weather. Barbecue Bob is on sabbatical down in the Caribbean. Got his toes in the sand, cold drink in his hand. I'm sure that's exactly what's going on right now. So joining me in the studio is Chef Andrew Smith. He was with me last week and did such a fabulous job. Had him back, and this week he's got his little brother in tow, Michael, who is a wine expert. And basically between the two of you guys, I'm going to take about a 10-minute break here and let you guys roll. But what we'd like to talk about is pairing wine with food and things we need to know how to do that.
Excellent. Thanks, Randy. You know, a lot of lately, you know, you guys have been talking about beer with, you know, smoked foods and grilling and all that. And I myself, I'm a wine guy. I love beer, but I my real passion is drinking wine, and I like to find wines that go with everything that I like to eat on the grill or in the smoker. So I've brought my brother Mike along. We wanted to kind of, you know, just debunk a lot of things for people, make it a little bit more easy for people to, you know, decide if they want to venture into wine, how they get into it, what they like, what they don't like, and then, you know, most importantly, pairing those foods with those wines, you know. So, you know, Mike, when we're, you know, looking at, you know, having a family get together, we want to look at doing, say we're going to do steaks on a grill. You know, what do we want to look for when we're looking for wine?
Well, the first thing you need to know is that whether you want white or red, and usually red meat lends itself to red wine. More importantly, if you want something that's a little bit more fruity or a little bit more dry, on the other side, that fruity could go along with sweetness if we're talking about white wine. If we're talking about steak, generally the home run and a half is something like Malbec or Cabernet, because when you think of things, as Andrew taught me through food and wine, that you want to match fats with acids. Think about it as a teeter-totter. You have a fat in one hand, you have an acid in the other. That teeter-totter has that fulcrum in the center, so you want to balance that out. So if you've got a lot of fat in that dish, you need a lot of good acid in that wine. That balances it out, and that home run and a half when you're talking about red meat and red wine, being whether Cabernet or Malbec, you get those smoky charred notes in that red meat along with those peppercorn notes, and that ties together with that kind of smoky peppercorn note that you get in Malbec and Cabernet.
So probably a lot of listeners are comfortable going out and finding beers because Jop and Bob have talked about, you know, IBUs and ABVs and all this, and, you know, what an IPA is, what a stout, porter, all that. Maybe they're not so you know, familiar with, you know, picking out wine. How do they get into that comfort zone, you know, for the first time, you know, entry-level wine buyer? How do they get introduced into wine, and what do you recommend they do when they want to go out trying to source wine and where to go?
Well, generally, you can source wine the same place you're sourcing your beer at, but just make sure you find somebody you're comfortable with, that you can talk to them about the wine or what you're looking for, or a good place just to start down the path. When you look at the shelf in any wine shop or any grocery store, it can be very daunting and relatively overpowering. So if you can go to a place that has a specialist or a beverage person on staff that you can say, hey, I want to start tasting wine, or I want to start buying wine, this is what I like in beer, this translates to wine. And he'll guide you, or she will guide you down that path. The important thing is just to start walking.
So, Michael, what are the two or three things? Because if I'm walking in as a novice, I might be a little embarrassed because I don't know the lingo. I don't know really what I'm asking for, other than, you know, we all drank Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill when we were a kid, when we could steal it from the mom and dad's refrigerator, right? But other than that, that's the real wine is what I'm talking about. Is what are the two or three things that if you could teach me that I should ask about or be prepared to answer if somebody asks me?
Okay. Number one question is, are you having it alone or with dinner or with food?
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, do you want to go white or red? Third question would be to answer if you want sweet or dry. And generally, people are going to lean in the beginning towards a little bit more sweet or fruity style of wine because that's just what your palate's accustomed to. If you look at any mass-produced food generally on the grocery store shelf in the top three ingredients, sugar is going to be found in there in some way, shape, or form.
I see. So our palates have been conditioned for sweetness, so that translates over into the wine.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So the food part about that then is, so Am I drinking it alone? Let's go down that road a minute. If I'm drinking it alone, yeah, that's my answer is yes. So then what are the next questions that I might get asked?
So the next question you're going to get asked is, are you thinking of something red or white? Where do you want to start? Most people start white. Red wine is generally a little bit harder to wrap your head around when you're just starting down that wine path. But there are some people who naturally gravitate towards that. And if that's the way it works, more power to you. Right. But generally, most people start white and sweet. So if you're drinking alone, you answer you're drinking white wine, Randy, because you're maybe doing some pre-gaming before you get the grill finished up with whatever you're doing. Something just nice, light, and easy would be good. Something like maybe a Sauvignon Blanc if the heat's on, something refreshing and crisp, or something like Pinot Grigio.
Right. Sweeter, lighter wines. Chilled, generally?
Chilled?
White
yep.
wines are chilled?
Well, both white and red should not be room temperature.
Okay.
When people say red wine should be room temperature, they're talking a room that's about 55 degrees.
Yeah, that room inside my beverage refrigerator.
Exactly. Right, yeah. Same place you keep your meat, you should keep your wine.
Right. Okay, I remember that. There's probably an axiom there, a life right there.
Yes, there is.
So anyway, Drew, we understand now, if we're going to pair it with food, we talked about a steak. Are there wines that are... stay away from, or you only have with certain kinds of food that complement one another? Let's go down that road, because you hit cabs and you hit Malbecs, but there's a lot of other red and white varietals out there, right?
There is, and you know, it all really depends on what you enjoy. There are some hard and fast rules per se, but if you don't like what's in your glass, it's not going to help you out with your food, and it is not going to complete the evening or experience you're having. And that's what wine should really do. It should totally complete and close that circle of the people you're with, the food you're eating, the time you're having with them, and just the overall enjoyment of that moment.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we've had get-togethers at our house where, you know, we'll have, you know, 10, 12 people over, and you know, I'll put together a menu that I think I want to do, and all of a sudden we start out with little Prosecco or champagne, and, you know, come to find out by the end of the evening, the only thing we've drank is Prosecco the whole night long. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, you know?
Right.
You drink what you like, and then you start experimenting with it, and you find out what you like to drink with certain foods. But generally, you know, there's certain things that just are natural pairings together, you know? You know, grilled chicken with a nice big fat buttery Chardonnay, if you did a fruit salsa on it, or, you know, even a grilled fish on the grill with, you know, just a nice light lemon butter sauce would be perfect with one of the first wines that we're going to be tasting here on the radio today.
So that's a great segue, Drew. Uh-huh. What do we got?
So what we have is Principesse Agave. This is a little bit farther down that path. I wouldn't call this a beginner wine because, first of all, it's from Italy, and Gavi isn't a grape, it's an area. Cortez is the grape. The Italians are kind of like the French. They want you to learn about their culture, learn about their area. They're not going to give you all the information on the front label. So this is a really crisp, clean, white wine that comes from the area of Gavi that's just north of Rome on the coast, on the the Ligurian Sea coast, which is kind of north of Rome and just east of Nice.
So you not only got to know the grapes, you got to know your geography.
Well, you don't have to know the geography, but it helps when you go there to experience the food, because these wines have been matched up with the food that they do locally for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And that's truly what makes that area special. So this is crisp and clean and light, and it's got some nice minerality to it. This, if you're doing grilled scallops out on the grill, maybe a little bit of that shredded bacon on top of it, and I'm thinking some kind of Parmesan little cream dollop right on the top of it.
And again, this is what varietal of grape? If I was to go to the store, what am I looking for?
Cortez.
Okay. A Cortez, and that's an Italian wine.
It's an Italian grape, yep.
The wine being called Gavi, though. And I'd love that Mike brought this wine, because it's one of my go-to favorites in the summertime. If I'm doing, you know, grilled mahi-mahi with a fruit salsa, or if I'm doing, you know, swordfish or whatever on the grill, any type of, you know, firm fish that, you know, is going to have a little bit of structure to it, this Gavi with the acidity, and just like Mike said, the minerality of it really goes great. Grilled shrimp with, you know, a tangerine, you know, citrus glaze works awesome. So I just think it's a great pairing, and it's a great wine that a lot of people don't know about. But if you go in a wine shop and just say, you know, hey, I'm looking for a nice Gavi, you know, try it out. You won't be disappointed.
Great seafood is what we're going to be talking about next. We're going to be going down south to the Caribbean and chatting with Barbecue Bob. Stick with us. We'll be back.